All week, we'll be getting to know some of this year's first-time Grammy nominees. And our series begins in a private club in the basement of a fancy hotel right in the heart of West Hollywood.
Yeah! Hi, are you with Sweeties?
The rapper Sweetie hangs out here pretty regularly, and she invited us here on a recent afternoon.
Hi! I'm Elsa!
Hi, Elsa. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh my God, you look amazing.
Sweetie's wearing these glittering necklaces and bracelets with her white tracksuit. She leads me to one corner of the club where there's a mini bowling alley.
Wait, so you bowl?
Yeah, I could bowl with my nails.
I was going to say, like, how do you stick these nails into the holes of the bowling ball?
I bowl like this.
Oh, like granny style.
Yeah, granny style.
Yep. How many inches do you think one of your nails is? About 2.5?
About. They can be weapons, but I use them for good.
Use your powers.
This is like the back scratcher nails.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Sweetie's got 2 EPs of original songs out and a handful of singles. No album yet, but she is already nominated for 2 Grammys, Best New Artist and Best Rap Song, for her collaboration with Doja Cat, Best Friend.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money, she don't need no gonna dance for her.
A lot of her music is explicit. We're going to be playing some cleaned up versions, which can still be suggestive. Despite all the recognition Sweetie's getting today, she told me that as a kid, she didn't see herself becoming a performer.
I had a speech impediment when I was a kid, and I wasn't always as confident with talking because of just, you know, the jokes that came with being a stuttering child.
Yeah.
So my cousins would call me Stuttering Stanley.
Oh my
but
God.
Rapping has made me become a better speaker.
Really?
Because when you're rapping, you have to get your message across. And if people don't understand what you're saying, then your message isn't heard.
Sweetie first fell in love with rap as a teenager, staying up late to write raps in a pink notebook. And her career started to take off when she began freestyling in her Toyota Corolla Sport and posting the videos to social media.
Can't stop, won't stop, get guap. 10 white toes and them toy flip-flops. Manicures and pedicures, I'm always tip-top. When they say I'm not hot, all these lies need to stop because I'm icy.
She went viral and 4 years ago signed with a major label. But she says success has come at a price.
The reason why I wrote so well during those freestyle days, I mean, yeah, I wasn't making that much money, but I felt more creative because I had all this time on my hands.
Yeah, I be what a boss would be, judging from my vibe, you could feel it in my energy, stacking paper steadily so I can live in luxury, looking in the mirror, I thank God for what I'm about to be.
I know that you refer to yourself as Icy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what does that mean to you, Icy Girl?
Icy... What I mean icy is like my mentality, because when I wrote Icy Girl, it was basically a rap full of affirmations that eventually came true. So it's like when people think of icy, they think of like my nails, my cars, my jewelry, but icy, I feel like a cold woman. She's a hustler. She's ambitious. She's smart. She's just an independent woman. So when I mean icy girl, it's actually about a mentality. And I've been told, man, that's a cold woman.
I love that. So icy is like someone with drive.
With drive and ambition. Mm-hmm.
Pull up in my hood, best dressed. Next thing, upgrade. Who's next? Rich boy, got him on deck.
Where does that drive and ambition come from?
I have a relentless work ethic that I learned from my parents, being in college, working hella jobs. Like, I've always had a strong work ethic, but now I'm trying to unlearn the approach I had to my work life. I'm a workaholic, but I'm learning self-love and to really just take care of myself.
My ex used to act like he owned me.
ain't enough, just a dreaming like a trophy. I had that, passed that, knew I had to trash that, bounced on it.
I wish America, if I was president, I would do like how they do overseas. I would create a worldwide break in the middle of the day.
Oh my God.
I'd take off months. And people just need to feel like humans sometimes, because what is life when we're here just working all the time? People need to have a real human experience.
Sweetie for president.
Really?
Well, I heard now, is this true that you meditate about 2 hours a day, or you try to?
I try to in the morning. In December, I was doing it a lot. Through meditation, through journaling, when I plan my day out, I feel a lot better than just waking up and going.
I'm so impressed with that, because I have tried so many times in my life to meditate, and my mind just bounces everywhere. Was it hard for you to learn how to meditate and sit still?
Yeah, it was hard because I didn't believe in it. But the advice I would give is to meditate in a clean space, not around clutter. Sit. Focus on your breathing first. Like, don't try to clear your mind right away. Just focus on your... Do about 10 plus and wait till you get into a relaxed state. Think about relaxing your shoulders. Think about relaxing your throat. Think about relaxing your spine. Think about relaxing your head. Like, we're subconsciously tense.
Totally.
Especially like women like us who are working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All of that work is so like bottled up into our bones, into underneath our skin. So focus on relaxing. Yeah, just focus on relax. Don't even think about, if you're thinking, that's okay, but just focus on like your breath work.
Mm-hmm. Hold me closer. It's the freaking me I wanna show ya. It feels so good, don't want it to be over. I'm not ready.
So tell me, what do these two Grammy nominations mean to you? I mean, you got two. Best New Artist, Best Rap Song.
Mm-hmm.
What does that feel like right now at this point in your career?
You know, to be honest with you, I didn't know how to feel. I feel like the music industry, the internet, has a way of making you feel like you don't deserve anything. Like, I have no album out and I'm being nominated. So there's two ways to look at it. So I had to learn to look at the positive stuff. Because when you are, like, dang near, like, depleted, but you're still giving it your all, at the end of that marathon, to be finally acknowledged for all the hard work you put in is amazing and it's fulfilling.